And now, back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, The Hottest Guy in the World.
Well, like I say, there is no other way but that I go with Big Jules, which is a little like holding hands with a guy in the electric chair. But Big Jules does not seem worried, because as he says when we are walking up the street...
See? What'd I tell you, Broadway? Lots of coppers around, but not one takes a second look at me.
I am very glad of this.
Oh, it's good to be back.
But you are not planning to make a real long stay of it.
No. Just to see my mother, then...
Then what, Jules?
Then? Who knows? Guy like me doesn't call the shots for himself.
Jules, I want you to tell me something.
Yeah? What?
When I last see you 3 years ago, you are different. Or maybe you are different now.
How?
Well, I do not know. Maybe it is the way you talk.
Me and my education, huh? I did a lot of reading, Broadway.
Oh, yeah, you tell me. Those medical books.
Those just got me started. Besides, a library's no place a copper would ever think of looking for Big Jules. And speaking of coppers, I want to try something.
Huh? What?
See that blue coat over there?
Oh, yeah. Here, let us make a slight detour.
No. Come on.
Jules, what are you going to do?
Watch. Excuse me, officer.
Yes, sir.
Is that Madison Square Garden up ahead?
That it is, sir.
Thank you, officer.
Not at all, sir. You're welcome.
Oh, I have got to sit down. Maybe even lay down.
Yeah, you feel better? Nobody recognizes me.
Yeah, but what about Johnny Brannigan? You think you can fool him?
Maybe I can. Maybe I can't. That is something I've got to wait to see.
Well, I feel just a little better when we walk, because nobody takes a second look at Big Jules. But I am still worried, because under Jules' coat are them 2.45s, and his hand is never far from where he can make a quick grab in case he has to. And if I know Big Jules, he will grab first and ask later. Then we get in front of Madison Square Garden, where they are unloading the circus.
A circus? Ha ha! Maybe I'll stay around long enough to see a performance.
You are taking too many chances, Jules.
I always did.
Look, animals.
Yeah.
I do not like to see anything caged up.
Don't be a sap, Broadway. Those animals are a lot better off than we are.
Huh?
Don't believe all that tripe you hear about animals being unhappy in cages. What do they got to lose? They get fed, they keep warm.
But they are not free.
That's a mistake, Broadway. A tiger, for instance. Think he'd be free in the jungle? Every minute he'd be fighting for food. Now, you and me, Broadway, we're in the jungle. Especially me.
Yeah, well, I will think that over. Hey, look at the big monk.
A gorilla.
That is quite a large-sized monk.
Think he'd hurt you if he got out of that cage?
I would not like to argue the point with him.
Well, he wouldn't. Gorillas are naturally gentle animals. Vegetarians. But they've got enormous strength. And they're smart.
He would not like Mindy's.
Name's Bongo. Come on, Broadway, let's walk out.
How far? And where to?
I'll leave you at the corner. Come on.
Well, it is nice seeing you again, Jules.
Yeah. Thanks for talking to me. The only guy I can trust in this jungle.
Hey, what is that?
Wait.
Something is happening back there at the garden.
Broadway, look.
Jules, do you see what I see?
Bongo, the gorilla, out of his cage, loose.
And there he is. That big monk gets out when the latch on his cage is jarred loose. And no matter what Jules says about gorillas being gentle, this one does not look like he is willing to let bygones be bygones. We push our way back, and the scene is as follows.
Look at the gorilla climb up the marquee.
Say, what is he carrying? Looks like a bundle.
I don't know.
Please, everyone, stand back. Don't get him excited. He'll be all right. Mike, Larry, hurry up with the nets.
They expect to get him with nets. He'll be halfway up the building before they get to him.
Jules, look what he is carrying.
Broadway, a baby. He's got a baby in his arms.
I've never seen anything like this before.
Bongo! Hey, Bongo, put it down.
Hey, mister.
Put it down.
Mister, how come he's got the kid?
What? Please, don't bother me. Don't bother me. Mike, Larry, get the nets up this side of the marquee. Hurry it up.
You better not get him excited with those nets, mister. You better go up and out one of the windows.
Yeah. That's right. Hey, Mike, take the nets up another story and don't let him see him.
Mister, where'd he get that kid?
He grabbed it. I raised him from a baby, and he was crazy about a rubber dolly head.
How do you like that? The big monk reverts to his childhood.
Jules, if he drops that baby, that will be all.
As long as they don't excite him, he'll hold on.
No, officer, please, don't shoot. Give us a chance to get him before you shoot.
You better do it quick, mister. Looks like he's getting ready for a little climb.
What is the matter, Jules?
Look.
Where?
That's Kitty. Kitty Clancy.
So what?
What's she crying about? It? Broadway, come with me. Let me through here, will you? Come on, move.
Let
me through, I said. Let me through.
Push me, will you?
Let me through here.
Protect him.
Kitty.
Jules.
Holy smoke. Jules, she knows you. You got to get out of here.
Hello, Kitty.
Oh, my baby.
Yours.
Do something, Jules. Please do something.
Jules, your baby, Kitty, yours?
Yes.
Hey, lady, we're doing everything we can.
Oh, you're not doing anything.
Hey, you, if that monk sees the net your boy's got, he'll drop that baby.
What else can I
do? This crowd's not helping any.
But, Jules, when you do something.
Me? Why?
Why? Because it's my baby.
I know that.
Oh, I see you know that. Well, I guess everything I heard about you is true.
Everything. Why not?
Get away from me. Get away, do you hear me? Get away.
Oh, Jules, you got to get out of here. There are more gendarmes here now than I think there are in the whole city.
Yeah. Look, Broadway, if that gorilla sees those nets, he'll drop that kid.
There is nothing you can do.
He's standing on the edge of the marquee. One slug right between the eyes will do it.
What? If you pull a rod here, you will be cooked.
One right between the eyes. I think I can do it. It's a fair shot from here. Yeah, it'd have to be good.
Jules, look around. There are a million coppers with guns, and they are afraid to shoot because they are afraid they will hit the kid.
In that warehouse in Canada, I got pretty good. I could put a slug right between the eyes of a rat, all the way across the big room.
Jules, even if you do hit the monk, he'll drop the kid down on the pavement.
No, he won't.
He will, I tell you.
No, a slug between the eyes will bring on what is called a defensive reflex.
I do not know what you are talking about.
You see, there's a split second before the slug kills him. A split second when the body reflexes tend to move back, away from the painful stimulus. Broadway, he'll fall backward. And the kid will only drop a foot or two on top of the marquee.
You talk like a doctor.
Yeah, I read a lot. Comes in handy. Okay.
It's all right. It's all right. The baby's not hurt. It's all right.
All right, Broadway, let's move out.
Nice shot, Jules. Very nice shot.
Johnny Brannigan.
Don't reach for it, Jules. You're covered like a bookie's bet.
Yeah, I guess I am.
So, that is what happens. Big Jules makes the shot and saves the baby. But he also lets 9 million gendarmes know that he is in town and packing a rod, including Johnny Brannigan. For a couple of seconds, which seemed like several weeks, Johnny and Jules stare at each other. The rest of the cops are looking funny at Jules. And then Johnny says as follows.
You're a pretty smart guy, Jules.
Very. Like a first-class dope. Okay, what goes, Brannigan?
Come on. You too, Broadway.
Me? Why?
Shut up and come on. Walk in front of me, Jules. I'll be more comfortable.
I got news for you, Brannigan. I never shot anybody in the back. Even a rat.
I'll take your word for it. But walk in front.
All right. Get out of the way. Come on, folks. Move aside.
Jules, I warn you. You are now cooked like a short order egg.
Sure, sunny side up. That's what I get for having a soft side to my character.
All right, Jules, Broadway. In the car, fast.
Johnny, why do you take me along?
For the ride. Get in. Okay, Eddie, move out. The rods, Jules. Hand them over.
Sure. I can get more.
I know. Now, I guess you want to see your mother, huh, Jules?
Why ask that?
Do you or don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Eddie, 49th near 8th. I'll tell you where to stop.
Been keeping tabs, huh, Brannigan?
Smart guy. I've had a tail on you personally ever since you hit town. Did you think you were fooling anybody with that dyed hair and dark glasses?
What a smart copper.
Yeah. Okay, Jules, you see your mother, then get on the first thing that moves out of New York.
Out of New York? Johnny, what are you saying?
He's giving me a break, Broadway. That right, Brannigan?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
But I do not understand.
I do.
That was my kid you saved.
Your kid? You and Kitty?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure, I know it.
What?
I said I knew it.
How?
Kid looked exactly like you. In fact, there's a great resemblance.
Go on.
But you're a very lucky guy, Johnny Brannigan. A very lucky guy.
Meaning what?
Well, for a minute back there, I almost made a terrible mistake. I almost sent that slug the wrong way. Because it was very hard to tell the gorilla and your baby apart.
And so ends the famous story, The Hottest Guy in the World. The Damon Runyon Theater. The Damon Runyon Theater with John Brown as Broadway is directed by Richard Sandville, and the story is adapted for radio by Russell Hughes. Vern Carstensen is in charge of production. This is a Mayfair production.